Namaste. My name is Will Simra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak, a good learner is more important. What I mean is, a teacher without a student cannot teach. Think this over, no? But a guy who wants to learn can learn everywhere. So all this overpricing of a teacher crumbles if there is no learner or no student who will surrender. For instance, you give a seminar and after 1 month you ask the students or the participants what they have learned, and your ego will crumble. Only 5% can remember something, the essence or something like this one. It's over. They forget all the things. Then for what is your teaching good? For your ego? Okay, I agree to that. No? To make money? Yes, I agree also to that. To build up your self-esteem, yes, I agree to that. No? To become arrogant, yes, I agree to that. Have your thoughts is over. And then you see this teacher in the seminars, they don't care for the students. They want only increase their egos. No? Good. Most of what I've learned by myself. And seminars are the worst place to learn something from me. And I tell you why. I can't stop the teacher when I have not understood anything. I can't repeat the sentence that was important for me, what I have learned. I get overwhelmed to memorize the most important things. I can't learn at my pace. If I'm tired, I can't stop the teacher. And I have to go somewhere else and lose my time and energy to travel to the seminar. Most of the seminars are overwhelming for the students. Long seminars are over 6 hours are the worst, because usually we don't learn for such a long time. And even I have to spend huge money on seminars. So, for instance, I bought a photograph course from the best photographs of this galaxy for a penny. Okay, I had luck. The price went from $1,000 down to $50. So, for instance, everybody agrees Michael Melford, one of the greatest landscape photographs in the world, Joel Sartore, Bob Christ, travel photographs, and so on. Okay, hard to come on then. So, if I could choose to go to their seminars or to get video courses from them, I would choose always to get the video courses. Normally, they present you in an environment where you can make good arranged pictures, and so that you're happy when you're coming home, but you cannot repeat your success. And so what you have learned. But with a video course, I can see it again and again, and I can learn again and again. Then what is with the famous gurus? So all these people think is a fake guru or ego, blah, blah, blah. Most of the time they are fake gurus, okay, but who cares? If you want to learn something and if you surrender totally, our life will change dramatically for the best. So the next question is, how many people are surrendering to this famous guru? Maybe 1%. For what should this fake guru be true or real? For 1%? Then the thing is, I learned from Bhagwan or Osho that we should surrender to every guru to 100%. And this made total sense. So I got my Kundalini from an incense guru, really incense. He was incense, and I surrendered total. I got the Kundalini, and nobody else got the Kundalini. Does it make sense? I went to a concert of Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. I didn't knew him. And this guy was overfed. Who cares? I got Samadhi in this concert. And my life again changed dramatically. So you can learn everywhere. And it was for me so hard to be present in this concert because I nearly thought I would die. I had so heart problems and my heart were arching and so on. I still say, regardless of what, I will remain in this concert and will not go back, go out of this concert. And then the miracle happened. So what is more important? The learner or the teacher? The learner. Okay, and you can learn everywhere. Thank you that I could speak about that. And bye.